be my song of praise, for he's a grace that brought my liberty. I do not know why he came and loved me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Yes, I shall forever, I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous that for my calling soul, he looked beyond my fault and saw. I shall forever, amen, I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary. Yes, Lord, yes, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. Yes, for me. How marvelous the grace that called my foe. Yes, we don't understand, but was grace. Beyond my fault and saw my need. Amazing, amazing grace. Amen. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was the grace that brought my liberty. Yes, 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 yes. I do not know just why he came and loved me so. Praise the Lord. Beyond my fault and so my need, I will forever, amen, I shall forever lift my to Calvary. Yes, yes, lift your eyes, brother and sister. The died for me. How marvelous the grace that called my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Once more I shall, amen, I shall forever. Lift up your eyes, brother and sister. Eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that called my falling soul. They looked beyond my fault and saw my name.
I shall forever lift my eyes. Please leave it on. The words that I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, oh, that saved a wretch like me. Oh, was lost, but now I'm found. Oh, was blind, oh, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart. It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears could relieve. Oh, amazing grace. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. How precious. Did that grace, when it appeared, oh, the hour that I first believed. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, alleluia. 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 Aye. Amazing grace, amazing grace. Oh, amen. Oh, my brother, my sister, this morning. Oh, that grace that has been sufficient for us. The grace that has brought us this far. Oh, once we were lost, but now we are found. Once we were blind, but now we can see. Oh, it has been the grace of God. Oh, it is not what we have done. There is nothing good that we have done, but because of His amazing grace that has made us what we are today. Oh, the grace that faileth not, the grace that is sufficient, the grace that is always available. Oh, let us just praise Him this evening. Let us thank Him, that Lord, we thank You for that amazing grace. We bless You, Lord Jesus. We give You the glory. Oh, yes, once we were lost. We have been born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We were full of iniquity, Lord. But Father, Your grace has been sufficient for us. Your grace has lifted us up. Your grace has brought us this far. Oh, we give You the glory, Lord. We thank You, Lord. This evening, Lord, Lord Jesus, we look at the Calvary. We look at Calvary. All that, Lord, You have done for us. Oh, Lord Jesus, it's because of Your grace. We bless You. We give You the glory. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank You, oh God. Oh, Lord, blessed be Your name, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Even the grace that, Lord, You have accorded us for us to be in Your house tonight, oh Lord. Oh, we bless You, Lord. We bless You, Lord. We bless You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Glory be to Your name, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank You, my Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, O God. Oh, blessed be Your name, Lord. We honor You, Lord, tonight, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Because, O God, there's no one to look unto but You as the psalmist said. We lift up our eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from You, Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Blessed be Your name, O God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, O God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank You, O God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Thank You, O God. Thank You, Lord. I bless Your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. Oh, you are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. Oh, I give you praise. Oh, you are the life. Oh, the truth, the way. Oh, I bless your name. I bless your name. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you. There is no one to bless. There is no one to honor. There is no one to give praise. Lord, we have only one name. That's the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Because there is no name given amongst men. There is no other name from heaven and earth. Under the sea, nowhere but the name Jesus Christ. And Lord, we give the glory to you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for tonight. Give you the praise. Give you the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you, my God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, bring our sacrifice before you. Our sacrifice, Lord, we give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Thank you, O God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy name. Thank you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Would the saints sing with me? Let the saints sing with me. Burn on, burn on. Burn on, burn on. Let the saints sing together. Burn on, burn on. Burn on, burn on. Oh, burn on. Burn on. Oh, oh, fire of God. Burn on. Oh, till all my drops is burned. Now we prepare me for the testing day. Oh, fire of God, burn on, burn on, burn on. Oh, yes. Oh, burn on. Oh, fire of God, burn on. Oh, till all my drops is burned away. Prepare me for the rapture body, O fire of God, then thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Pentecost experience tonight, Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord, because there is no other name to bless. That we have a name, Jesus Christ. And the Lord, we worship you tonight, Lord. Father, we just give the glory to you because you deserve it. You are worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you for your amazing grace. Once we were lost, but Father, that grace found us. We were blind, but that grace opened our eyes. And tonight, Lord, we have received yet another grace of God to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you the glory for the day, our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank you for our working places, our homes. We thank you for our children, Lord. We thank you for our wives. We thank you for our husbands. Oh, we thank you, O God, above all your word, O Lord, the message of the hour. Amen. Father, we bless you. We give you the glory as tonight also, Lord, we come to your presence. It is not our will. It is your will tonight that we are here. Amen. So, Father, we believe, O God, there is something in store for us. Father, we don't want to live here the same, but the purpose for which, Lord, you have called us, O God, Father, let's receive it abundantly and exceedingly, O God. Father, we surrender ourselves to you. Amen. And even, Lord Jesus, we raise the pulpit before you, O God, that the Holy Spirit will descend upon it, O God, which we know it is already here. Amen. That, Lord, you speak to us, O God, for the purpose that you call us, Lord. Father, once again, we say thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, you are welcome to the house of God tonight. And we have a prayer request. The prayer request is from our pastor. He's asking the saints to remember him in prayer. That tomorrow... Tomorrow, they have two services, and Sunday, another two services, which is not easy. It has to take the strength of God. Amen. So we will remember him in prayer. You know, the prophet said, ministering the word of God is the greatest work ever. It's the greatest not because of the privileges. No privilege go with it. Though people have made it what? A privilege. But it is what? It is the weight of responsibility that comes to bear upon the servant of God. Praise the Lord. So me, your pastor, and your ministers need your prayers all the time. You see, people say doctors are very great people, yes, of course. They have been trained to save lives. Amen. But the life they save, I say, it is a body life. Yes. Amen. Amen. But the son, the servant of God, is not trained. Amen. But he has been called and sent. Amen. To bring the word of eternal life. Amen. Which deals with the soul. Amen. Amen. And when the devil can get a hold of your pastor, all the congregation, they are lost. Amen. That's why always we need to remember our pastor, the ministers in prayer. Hallelujah. Because just a little leaven that the devil will allow him to sow into the word, it kills everybody. Amen. It leaven up everything. So we will remember our pastor in prayer that the Lord will strengthen him. Amen. And anoint him and bring the word to the bride of this day. Amen. 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 And my brother, can you just tell us your prayer request?
Francois offered to pick me up tonight from the hospital. person let me down. Then I went outside. And there was no taxi.
Yeah.
And I just spoke. I said, Jesus, send a taxi. One man came. A Nigerian man, very nice man. Mm-hmm. But I was talking to the man in the taxi, telling him my testimony of how God gave me my child.
Amen.
And when I dropped him off, he was just agreeing. He was taking in everything. I gave him 10 euros. It was 990. I said, no, here's your money. He said, no. He says, you've just given me a testimony. I've been trying to have a child for years.
Hallelujah.
He says, so you've given me a testimony. He says, and your testimony is very powerful.
Amen. Amen.
So I asked him for his name and his phone number.
Amen.
He said, you're meek, but if we can pray for you, his name is Richard.
Richard. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We shall commit our brother Richard also into the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
And then there is another prayer line which I've written down myself. We shall give thanks tonight.
Hallelujah.
For Joshua.
Amen.
And the mother.
Amen.
Amen. We shall thank the Lord tonight.
Amen.
For the great thing that he has done. So these
are
what we will be praying over, and then we look into the word and see what the Lord will lead us to pray over. Many a time we come here, we preach faith message, faith message, faith message, and then upon that we pray. But at times it looks as if we need to also begin to see whether we are prepared, we are really prepared for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So tonight, my subject will be a little bit of examining ourselves.
Amen.
To see if we are really prepared.
Amen.
If he should come right now, this very hour, this very minute, this very second, are you really prepared?
Yes.
Do you remember what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 7. Let's turn to that scripture. 2 Timothy. Paul said something there. And if we can also say the same tonight as we are seated here, this very time that we are seated here, can we also say the same thing? Chapter 4, verse. Yeah, let's read from verse 6. 2 Timothy 4, reading from verse 6. It said, for I am ready. No, it's not our scripture for all this thing. I'm just saying. Amen. Okay, you can stand. Anyway, you can stand because it is the reading of the word. Amen. Just to ask ourselves whether we are ready.
Amen.
But that's not the scripture for our this evening. Praise the Lord. He said, for I'm ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Praise the Lord. The time of my departure is at hand. But Paul was still alive, strong. Amen. He said, I have fought a good fight, and I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He was confident that if God should call him that very hour, he knew where he was going.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Said, I've fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Amen.
And then listen, he said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
Amen.
Which the Lord, the righteous God, shall give me at that day. And not to me only. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And not to me only.
Amen.
But unto all them also that love his appearing.
Amen.
It is unto you also.
Amen.
If you only love his appearing.
Amen.
And it is this our age that we have had his appearing.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. If you love his appearing,
amen,
the end time message, the prophet of the hour,
amen,
praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then or you also will receive that same crown of what? Righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. As we keep on standing, let us read our scripture tonight. It's Revelation 3, it's Revelation 1, 1 to 3. Revelation 1, 1 to 3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. See? And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth,
amen,
and they that hear,
amen,
the words of this prophecy.
Thank you, Lord.
And keep those things,
amen,
which are written therein,
amen,
for the time is at hand.
Amen.
So our topic tonight, the time is at hand.
Amen.
This is the first part. Praise God. The time is at hand. So as I said, we have been always coming with a faith message to raise our faith up. But meanwhile, sometimes we got to find out if we are where we stand, that whether we are really prepared. So tonight, if you see any gaps somewhere, if you see any vacuum anywhere in your life, just fill them up. With nothing but what? The Holy Spirit. With the word of God.
Amen.
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 That will be the purpose of our prayer meeting tonight.
Amen.
Let us just be, like Paul, with that assurance, knowing very well where he was going.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we bow down our heads? Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, O Lord, for your word of God. Father, all that we ask that Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to lay his hands upon it, O God, and make it alive unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, some weeks ago, I think we had been on the topic of the mystery of the kingdom. The mystery of the kingdom. And we saw that it is very expedient for all of us, for you and me, to get into that kingdom of heaven. Because that's all about it. To get into that kingdom of heaven. Because we could see that when John the Baptist came, we found out that when John the Baptist came, his message, his preaching was all about what? The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
As the scripture says, it said, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You see? Then Jesus himself also started his ministry. And the first thing he did, the scripture says, it said, from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
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 And Apostle Mark wrote it this way. He said, Jesus preached saying, the time is fulfilled.
Amen.
And the kingdom of God is at hand.
Amen.
Repent and believe the gospel.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then when he sent the disciples also, he told them, said, go and preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then we hear of, he called 70 and sent them in pairs. Praise the Lord. And they also, he told them, he said, go heal the sick and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Then he sent the 12 again. And this time he said he gave them what? Power and authority.
Amen.
Over all devils.
Amen.
To cure all diseases.
Amen.
And still he sent them to preach what? The kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this kingdom of God, Jesus himself, when he started his ministry, he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is what? Is at hand.
Amen.
And at a time when the disciples one time came to him, said, Lord, Master, teach us how to pray.
Amen.
Here also Jesus said,
Amen.
Pray this way, our Father who art in heaven,
Amen.
Hallowed be thy name.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come.
Amen.
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 Thy kingdom come.
Amen.
And he said, thy will be done on earth
Amen.
As it is in heaven.
Amen.
And my brother, before we can exercise that, unless we have entered into the kingdom,
Amen.
The will of God to be done on earth here, to exercise it here, we need that kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
We need, it's all about what? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, when one time Jesus was preaching to the people, he was preaching in parables. The disciples could not understand why Jesus was preaching in parables. The people could not understand. Why? Because Jesus found that the people, he found the prophecy of Isaiah being fulfilled in the people.
Amen.
See? That here they will hear. But they will not what? Understand.
Amen.
See, they will see, but they will not perceive.
Amen.
He said, these people, they are what? Their heart has become what? Worse, gross. See, hardened. And their hearing has become dull. And their eyes is what? Closed.
Amen.
So there is no need. See, don't throw your pearls before what? The swine.
Amen.
The dogs. So he was preaching parables. If he had preached, they would not listen.
Amen.
So he had to just preach in parables. But he said unto them,
Amen.
Look, it is not for them. It is not given unto them.
Amen.
To what? To know the mysteries
Amen.
Of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
But unto you it is given.
Amen.
Unto us it is given.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
These
are all the grace we were singing about this very evening. That grace is so abundant. Grace is for us. For no, see, God just, his grace just brought us this far.
Amen.
Amen. And so we heard of how Jesus promised that he will give them the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And when, on the day of Pentecost, the door was opened, they received that power.
Amen.
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 So tonight, let us see something. From what we have read, he said, blessed. That the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. See?
Yes.
You know, John said he was carried in the spirit on the Lord's day to see things that are yet to come to pass.
Amen.
But here it is recorded here that things that were shortly
Amen.
To come to pass, shortly to come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. So he said, verse 3, he said, blessed
Amen.
Is he that readeth.
Amen.
Mm. Blessed is the one that reads.
Amen.
How many have been reading?
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
If only you are not a weekly Christian.
Amen.
You just come from here, you just put your Bible somewhere, waiting for the next church service. Before you start looking for it, sometimes even you forget where you put it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, look, this is a serious matter.
Amen.
It said, blessed is the one that reads.
Amen.
Look, I want to tell you something.
Amen.
There is something everybody does every day. Should I tell you? It's the mirror. The mirror. Every day you look into the mirror. Even it is right in your bathroom. So when you go there, you are pressing, you are looking at your face. And when you are going out, you go and stand there and begin to dress very well. Your tie, your hair, everything. You are looking at your face, mirror. Praise God.
Amen.
You are looking at the outside appearance, how it looks. Praise God. But there is another mirror. That's the natural mirror. There is this spiritual mirror. Praise God. That when you look into it, it is what? It gives you who you are. And so it's better to know who you are than to know how you look.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
How you look? See, by the time you go to your work and come back, your time maybe have shifted to this side. And you never knew because there was no mirror for you to look into it. Brother Wilmo? Amen?
Amen?
You see? It has shifted to somewhere. The shirt that you iron so good, it has crumpled. The outside appearance, you look how you look. Oh, I look fine today. Good. But here,
Amen.
You look into it to know who you are. Praise God.
Amen.
So he said, blessed is he that readeth. Not reading alone.
Amen.
Not reading alone.
Yes.
But what? That hear. They that hear.
Amen.
See, when you are coming to church, it looks as if you need to be begged before you come to church. But here is the scripture. He said, blessed is the one that hear. You are throwing your blessings away.
Hallelujah.
For staying at home whilst you know you can what? Come to church. Unless something actually, sincerely stops you. You are throwing your blessings away. Are you ready? These are the things. He said, the time is at hand. The time is at hand. You are not reading. You are not hearing. Okay. Anyway, some people really, they read. And they hear. But the most important thing, they lose it. And that is what? They don't keep it. They don't keep it. He said, and keep those things. They don't keep it. Because if you keep it, it will reflect. It will reflect in your life. Praise God. If you keep it, it will reflect in your life. My brother, we are in a very evil age. We are in a Laodicea age. And the spirit of this age is lukewarm. Lukewarm. Look, the thing is, it is a spirit of this age. And it is looking for people to take them to what? To the kingdom of hell. Lukewarm. That is the spirit of this age. Neither hot, neither cold. Praise the Lord. Let's watch these things. So he said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. And then let's even talk something about this prophecy. This prophecy, it never, the Bible says, somewhere, I think in Peter, that this, knowing this first, that the prophecy of this book never came by what? The will of man.
Amen.
Take notice of this. It never came by the will of man. What is that scripture? I think it's Peter. Let's just turn to it. Peter. Yeah, 2 Peter 3.
Amen.
2 Peter 3, 3. He said, knowing this first, that this shall come, they shall come in the land. Oh, no. That's not it. I'm coming. Okay, it's rather the same 2 Peter 1:20.
Amen.
2 Peter 1:20. Sorry. 2 Peter 1:20. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in all time by the will of man. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. God speaking directly to holy men. Write.
Amen.
As Jesus told John, write.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And he gave him the word, write. And Jesus was looking at it.
Amen.
To make sure
Amen.
That what he has said, he has written.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So the whole of this book, Revelation, is what? Jesus is the author of Revelation.
Amen.
It's not John.
Amen.
Amen. So my brother, that's how we said we should what? The prophecy, the words of this prophecy, we should keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. For the time is at hand. My brother, the whole thing is what we have been going through, the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit. That you need it, I need it.
Amen.
It is when we have received that power. He said, what does it do? Let's look at what it does.
Amen.
He said, it saves you from the power of darkness and translates you into the kingdom
Amen.
Of his dear son.
Amen.
Praise God.
It
does what? It saves you from the power of darkness.
Amen.
Then translates you into the kingdom of his dear son.
Amen.
He said it raises you together with him and sit together with him in heavenly places.
Amen.
That's what it does. You are on earth here, but you are in a different realm.
Amen.
Sitting in heavenly places. Your language is heavenly. It's not earthly.
Amen.
Your life is heavenly.
Amen.
It's not earthly.
Amen.
And then he said, from there, We exercise authority and dominion over principalities and powers.
Amen.
From there, we exercise authority and dominion over principalities and powers.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. The devil is fighting against that.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is does what? It suffered violence.
Amen.
And the violent take it by force.
Amen.
You know the meaning? The kingdom of heaven suffered what? Violence. And the violent takes it by force.
Amen.
It's all because the devil is striving against you.
Yes.
Contending against you that you will never enter into that kingdom. He's putting hindrances and obstacles.
Yes.
You see, it has become what? A struggle. And it is left for you to clear all those hindrances.
Amen.
And obstacles on the way.
Amen.
You have to violently also take it by force.
Amen.
Because the devil is contending, he's striving against you. Striving means vigorously fighting.
Amen.
That you will not receive it. Praise the Lord. Because he wants to be the boss. And you be the servant. As we heard the other time. That an evil, an error, which cometh from what? Cometh from the ruler, that's the devil. Making the rich now sitting in low places. He said, folly has what? Has been done in a dignified thing. Has become a dignified thing. Folly as mistake. That what? Now, the servants are riding horse and you, the prince, the son of God, you are walking as a servant. That's what the devil wants you. He wants to be the boss and you be a servant. But that is not your place. You are a son of God.
Amen.
A seed of Abraham.
Amen.
With a promise.
Amen.
That you will possess the gates of your enemies.
Amen.
Why do you sit down then? For the enemy to have what? Control over you. The time is at hand.
Amen.
The Bible says we are in the time of Noah. Praise the Lord. So tonight we shall call Noah. But before, we shall call upon Noah tonight. Amen.
Amen.
So we are living in Noah's day. So we are going to call Noah. We are going to call on Noah. Let's read something from Hebrews 11. Let's read something from Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 7. He said, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Take notice of this. You see, because sometimes we read the Bible without concentrating on the word of God. We run too fast. We don't arrest what? The mind for the Holy Spirit what? To bring the whole understanding. So that's why when we want to read the Bible, my brother, my sister, pray first.
Amen.
Pray.
Amen.
That Lord, I want to read your word. Give me the understanding.
Amen.
Open my eyes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then study. Because you have to have a special time that, oh, this time I'm not doing anything. I want to take my Bible and do what? And read the Word of God.
Amen.
I want to take a message book and read.
Amen.
Pray before you start.
Amen.
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 So that you will know between the lines.
Amen.
Whatever is there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He said, by faith Noah, being warned of God,
Amen.
Of things not seen as yet. See, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
Amen.
Amen. I want to stop there first. He said, warned of God of things not seen as yet.
Amen.
My brother, that's what I was saying that we need to check ourselves whether if the rapture will come now. We are ready to go.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If it will come now, whether we are ready to go. Here is Noah. We are living in Noah's time.
Amen.
Noah was told something that has never happened before.
Amen.
My brother, have you seen rapture? Have you seen rapture? But you have been told that there is coming a rapture. And here, he said, Noah, by faith, was moved to prepare an ark against something he has never was. It has never happened before. He has never seen.
Amen.
You have not seen rapture, but you have heard it,
Amen.
That it is coming. Have you also by faith prepared an ark for yourself?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Something not yet seen. And what was that? It has never rained.
Amen.
When since Noah and before Noah entered into the ark, there has nothing what we call rain. It has never rained before.
Amen.
No one has seen what is rain. But God says it's going to rain. Water is coming to fall from heaven. Hey! The wise men and the intellectuals of that day, say, they look up. Say, how can water stand at the top there? Oh, my brother, my sister. But Noah believed. Somebody may ask, so maybe somebody will ask you, so if there was no rain, so how was the botany life as plants and other things? How were they able to have a refreshing? The answer is here.
Amen.
The answer is here.
Amen.
Let me show you the answer. Turn to Genesis.
Amen.
What was refreshing the botany life. There was no rain. Open to Genesis chapter 2. And we read from 5. It's 5 and 6. Genesis 2, 5 and 6. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Amen.
Amen.
See? Mist from the ground.
Amen.
That waters what? Botany life, plants. Praise God. That's the way how God did it.
Amen.
Hmm? Those who of us who have lived in the forest areas, early morning, you see that the leaves are all what? It does not rain. But you see that the leaves are what? They are all wet.
Amen.
That is what? God's creation, nature.
Amen.
See, mist from the earth covers all the botany life. Praise God. So there was nothing like rain. But because of the sin of man, because of the wickedness of man, God said he's going to reign. Something not yet seen. Have you prepared for it? Rapture, something yet not seen. Have you prepared for it? Praise God.
Amen.
Have you seen tribulation?
No.
Have you prepared against? You see, this one, rapture is for. You prepare for. And tribulation, you prepare against.
Amen.
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 Have you prepared against tribulation? Or you want to go to tribulation? No. Okay, God bless you. Have you prepared against that? Have you prepared against? Have you seen hell?
No.
Have you prepared against hell? Huh? No. Okay, all of you. Have you prepared against hell? No. Oh, my brother, then go down on your knees. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We prepare for rapture. And we prepare against tribulation and hell.
Amen.
The time is at hand.
Amen.
The time is at hand.
Amen.
Blessed is the one that will read.
Amen.
And hear.
Yes.
And keep those things.
Amen.
For the time is at hand, my brother.
Amen.
Noah. Something that is yet not seen, he prepared against it.
Amen.
And we are in Noah's time. If God will spare this world, as the prophet said, then he has to go and bring out all the people that died in Noah's time and Sodom, Lot's time, all of them, and God had to say, I'm sorry to them.
Amen.
My brother, God will not spare this world.
Amen.
That will not make him a just God.
Amen.
But he's a just God.
Amen.
And he said he will do it.
Amen.
My brother, we got to find out how we have prepared against tribulation.
Amen. Amen.
And against hell.
Amen.
And how we have prepared for the rapture.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's time. See, brothers, sit down and ask yourself. Sister, sit down and ask yourself.
Amen.
Have I done enough? Look at what Paul said. I'm ready.
Amen.
Paul said, I am ready. I've fought a good fight.
Amen.
I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. And he believed he could see the crown of righteousness waiting for him. Brother, my sister, sometimes in the quietness of the day, ask yourself these things. Have I done enough? Have I done enough? Lord, if you would come right now as I'm seated here, have I done enough to go with you? Ask yourself, my brother. Let us examine ourselves in this way. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let me read something from the prophet. Then we can go on to prayer. I had to leave one or two things because of the time, so that we can have time to pray, to examine ourselves tonight.
Amen.
My brother, to examine ourselves.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
As recognizing your day and his message,
Amen.
We need to recognize
Amen.
The day that we are living in. Brother, recognize the day that we are living in. Recognize what? The message
Amen.
Of your day.
Amen.
And recognize the prophet
Amen.
Of your age.
Amen.
If you miss any of this one, brother, you lost. Amen. You go to get the whole tray. The day that you are living in, you got to know. You got to know the prophet of your day and the message that he brought for that day.
Amen.
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 Let's read something from that scripture, from that message book. As paragraph 52, he said, recognize your day and its message. He said, see how perfectly the scripture is. A day that won't be called day or night. That's what we are in.
Amen.
A day is coming. It cannot be called what? A day or night.
Amen.
And when you look at it all, it still comes back towards lukewarmness. Neither hot or neither cold. It is neither day, it is neither night. That is the day that we are living in. He said, fruits cannot ripen unless the sun ripens it. This is very strong.
Amen.
From the prophet. Because there is no, the sun is not there. And so he said what? Fruits cannot ripen unless the sun ripens it. So the day that we are living in, there is no sun to ripen what? The fruits. No matter how much you preach, whatever you do, it cannot ripen. It cannot be manifested. It cannot be vindicated. Only by him who said, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
The only one that can ripen the fruits in this our day is whom? The one who says, I am the light of this world.
Amen.
He's the only one.
Amen.
My brother, are you getting it?
Amen.
We are in a period, there is no what? Neither day nor neither night. And the prophet said, for the fruits to ripen, it needs what? The sun. But there is no sun. He said, no matter how people this age, no matter how they preach, no matter how they do, going up and down, nothing. He said, it can never ripen what? The fruits.
Amen.
And you are the fruits.
Amen.
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 It has to take only the one who says, I am the light of this world.
Amen.
So there has to come forth a power.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit himself.
Amen.
To ripen. Or to vindicate.
Amen.
Or to prove. Or to make manifested that, that what he predicted would happen in this day. The evening light produces that.
Amen.
What a time.
Amen.
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 In the evening, there shall be light.
Amen.
And in this our evening, a light has come forth.
Amen.
My brother.
Amen.
That is why you got to recognize the day you are in.
Amen.
And then know your prophet.
Amen.
And the message. Because that is where the light is coming from.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can never receive light from anywhere.
Amen.
It has to take what? The prophet of your age.
Amen.
The message of your hour.
Amen.
To ripen you.
Amen.
My brother, my sister. Where? Tell me. All the churches that are around. Everybody is preaching differently, but they hold the same Bible. Baptism differently, but the Bible says one baptism.
Amen.
Even in time,
amen,
there shall be light.
Amen.
And we have received the light.
Amen.
That is why now you seated here, you are ripened.
Amen.
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 Oh, my brother, my sister, just clap. You are ripened. Because you have received the light.
Amen.
You have received the sunshine.
Amen.
And you have received the S-O-N shine.
Amen.
The prophet of the age.
Amen.
Time is at hand, my brother. We should not play with this message. Time is at hand. Praise the Lord. He said you have to recognize your prophet. And that is what? Malachi 4. Malachi 4. Last Wednesday, Brother Francois was explaining the layers. That has to. The layers, when the disciples asked, Let me go to it directly because the disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elias must come first? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. That's one person. Restore all things. And that's Malachi 4.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then he said, but I say unto you that Elias is come already. That's John the Baptist.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. They did what to him?
Amen.
They cut his head. And he said, likewise, they shall do the same unto the Son of Man.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Unless you have received the light of your age. Look, theologians have read this thing, they can't understand.
Amen.
Jesus said he's to come. Then he said he's come already. They are confused.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the same scripture applies to what? Malachi 4, 5.
Amen.
The same two people.
Amen.
William Branham and John the Baptist.
Amen.
Want to take what? The house of the fathers to their children.
Amen.
Which has already been done by what? John the Baptist. Now the other side is to take what? The house of what? The children back unto the fathers.
Amen.
Brother, we thank the Lord for. Let's go back. I want to read quickly so that we just read. Let's go back to recognizing you are there in this message. Now let's look at the message. We have seen what? The time we are living in. We've seen the prophet of our age. Let's look at what? The message. He said the church this day is prophesied to be as 57. If you are reading with me. The church this day is prophesied to be blinded, to reject the evening time message. As Revelation 3 said so. Thou art wretched, miserable. Notice the church condition. Naked, blind, and they don't know it. Oh, brother, to be naked and you don't know. It's a serious matter. To be naked and you don't know. Lord Jesus, be merciful to us. That's what the prophet said.
Amen.
Be merciful to us.
Amen.
The Bible says she was naked. I never saw it till just now. Laodicea church was naked.
Amen.
And when she appeared the other night, she was naked.
Amen.
Never noticed it?
Amen.
And didn't know it. See? 58. Oh, how thankful. How, no wonder we are so grateful. I feel that we are not grateful enough for the things that God is making known to us. It looks like we are not grateful enough.
Amen.
My brother, my sister. Hey, what this message have brought you far?
Amen.
What has been our response? Oh, my. The prophet is saying, he said, oh, how thankful, how, no wonder we are so grateful. I feel that we are not grateful enough for the things that God is making known to us. I was baptized Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And I could just go to disco and go back to church. I was a footballer. Play football very well. I still say I'm a Christian. Sundays, if we have much church, just wait. I go and play my football. If I won't play at all, I have a seat at the stadium. But today, when you go, that seat is empty.
Amen.
My tomb there is empty.
Amen.
I've risen out from that place. That's the way how you got to come out from wherever you have been.
Amen.
And show to the world that, look, there is an empty tomb. But Jesus, we know he's alive.
Amen.
Because he has an empty tomb.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. 59, naked. And the vision said, showed me she was naked and didn't know it, and blinded. As Israel was blinded so that the Gentiles should come in, listen, now the Gentiles are blinded so that the bride can be taken out and Israel can receive the feast of the trumpet. Just perfectly.
Amen.
Amen. See? First, the Jews had to be blinded so that we, the Gentiles, can what? Can receive the word. But when the word came to the Gentiles, what happened? Not all of us are taking it. And so he has blinded the Gentiles this time to make way for the bride to go.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's why they go to all the Bible schools. And still, when you open and tell them, look, this is what the word is saying, he will look at it, the eye cannot see.
Amen.
You see? They have been blinded so that the bride, oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the bride. Oh, the Lord can pack his bride home. Oh, hallelujah. Have you prepared? Are you prepared? Look, don't take this message as a, just something. That's your life.
Hallelujah.
That is your life.
Amen.
This is the first part. We have not gone anywhere. So we will see what the Lord will give to us the next time we meet again. But tonight, I want us. First, we are going to give the Lord thanks.
Amen.
For our Joshua.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, Brother Cam, we are going to sing and give thanksgiving to our Joshua. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And really, our sister had gone through some real pains, and we thank God at the end of it all, the joy has been ours.
Amen.
Our joy has become full now.
Amen.
Amen. I look at my brother's face, I see he has really gone through. Everything is right in his face. You could see that. Look, sisters, when you are in that condition, look, we suffer more than you.
Amen.
You may not know. I'm telling you. We suffer more than you.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We really suffer. I quite remember Junior. When he was coming, he crossed. And the place where, private clinic where normally my wife delivers, they said, no, we had to rush here to the general hospital. And that, my testimony later I will tell you. And when we went, my brother, you see, I can't sit down. I can't walk. I don't know where I was what I was doing. Till a brother saw me, said, Brahmaster, what's happening? I said, no, let's pray. Before even I came to my mind that, well, we need to pray.
I was confused. Amen. So we are going to thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. What song? Isn't he wonderful? Okay. Let's just, with joy, because we have something to thank God tonight. Amen. And we have some requests where we have to remember our pastor and the brother Richard. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, the wonderful is in Jesus, my Lord. Wonderful. And I've seen it appear, God recorded in God's word. Is in Jesus, my Lord. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is in Jesus, my Lord. Wonderful, eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's word is in Jesus, my Lord. Wonderful, isn't it?
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is coming. Counselor, Prince of Peace,
mighty God is here.
Oh, saving me, keeping me from more sin and shame.
Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Oh, wonderful,
wonderful,
Jesus is to me. Oh, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is here. Oh, saving me, keeping me from more sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Oh, Counselor, a Prince of Peace, mighty God is His. Keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't Jesus our Lord wonderful? Oh, eyes have seen, ears have heard, oh, what recorded in God's word is in Jesus. Oh, let us all just thank the Lord. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him for His wonderful ways that He has taken us, our sister, our brother. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight we want to say thank You, oh God. Father, we come to Your presence, Lord. Oh, worshiping and giving You a praise, Lord. Father, we thank You for our sister. Oh, for the safe delivery. We thank You, oh God, for the arrival of our son, Joshua. We thank You, oh Lord, that God, You have protected our sister and the child, Lord. Father, we thank You, O Lord Jesus, that we have a testimony, oh, to glorify Your name, O Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless You. We give You the glory. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be Thy name, Lord. We thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. You have given us a child. You have given us a boy. Oh, You have given us, Lord Jesus, a Joshua in the house of God. Oh, Father, we thank You. We bless You. We give You the glory, Lord. Father, we thank You for protecting, for taking our sister through this labor. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for the 9 months and over. Lord, You have kept her, kept the baby, and brought her, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank You, we bless You.
Oh, we give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord. We shall pray once again. Our sister is still in the hospital, but we know that she's coming home very soon. But meanwhile, we want to, as we have thanked the Lord, let us now commit her and the child into the hands of the Lord, that the Lord will just finish everything that needs to be done, that our sister will be received home. Let us commit them into the hands of the Lord. Heavenly Father, oh, you have finished with it, O God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And that, Lord, we know that, Lord Jesus, you that started, you will end with us, O God, on a good tone. Father, we commit our sister into your hands and the child into your hands, that all that is left to God, Father, oh, you will protect them, O God. Father, we lift her before you against any side issues, anything that, Lord Jesus, will rise up, O God, we bring them down in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we come against all oppositions. We come against anything negative. We come against, Lord, any hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we pray, O God, that you surround them, O God, with that pillar of fire, Lord. Oh, Lord, Lord Jesus, we commit the rest into your hand. That, Lord Jesus, you bring them home safely, O Lord. Oh, to make our joy complete, Lord. We commit into your hands, O God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, O God, we pray. Giving you the thanks, O Lord. In Jesus' name. We will pray and commit our pastor into the hands of the Lord. He's far away in Ukraine, but we know that it's the same spirit that is everywhere. And we just want to lift him before the Lord, that the Lord will be his strength. The Lord will speak through him. The Lord will anoint him. Even the things that he has not written, let the Holy Spirit bring it to him, that he will give unto the bride. So let's just commit our pastor into the hands of the Lord this hour. Oh, Heavenly Father, we commit our pastor into your hands. It's not easy. 2 services on Saturday, 2 services on Sunday. Lord, it has to take your strength. Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, you be his strength, Lord. Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit of God will overshadow him. Oh, that, Lord, you use him mightily, O God. Father, this is not a man glory, but that your name be glorified, O God. Oh, for the work that will be brought forth, Lord. For the word that will come forth, Lord. Father, it is all to thy glory, not to a man, O Lord. All that, Lord, we want, O God, that, Lord Jesus, you use him mightily, O God. Use him, Lord Jesus. Oh, for your children, Lord. Father, protect him, O Lord. And even we commit this family, Lord, into your hands. The Lord Jesus, the wife and the children, O God. Oh, your hands will be upon them, O God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, we want to hear testimonies, Lord. Oh, we want to hear miracles breaking forth, Lord. Oh, we want to hear your word manifested, O God. We want to hear your word proven, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That's what we ask, O God. Oh, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. You are Alpha and Omega. Oh, we worship you, O Lord. Oh, you are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha. You are Alpha. Oh, and oh.
worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
My brother, my sister, this hour now, Lord, this hour, this is the time for you to examine yourself now and ask yourself whether you are ready, whether you are prepared, whether you have done enough. As Paul said, I am ready. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Have you kept the faith? This is the hour they said, the time is at hand. So tonight, just you know where the loopholes are. You know where you have fallen short. You know where you need to feel back. You know yourself what needs to be put right. Tonight, just say, Lord, I can't help myself. Lord, just help me. I want to make it. And then surrender to him. Say, Lord, this is the thing that I cannot stop. Please help me, O God. Take them away from my life. They are the hindrances and obstacles. I can't fight it, Lord. Fight it for me, Lord. But you need to mention those things and say, Lord, I surrender them to you. Let us pray this moment. Surrender yourself. Just pray, my brother, my sister. This is the time. It is for your own. We have heard about Noah. By faith, he was moved with fear. He was moved with fear to prepare against something that has not yet been seen. My brother, my sister, be moved with fear. Be moved with that fear. Tonight, be moved with that fear. Be moved with that fear by faith. This is not a play. Unless maybe you want to go into the tribulation. Unless maybe you want to have your home in hell. This is a serious thing. He said the time is at hand. The time is at hand. Have you prepared enough? Tell the Lord, tell him, this is my problem. This is my problem. These are the things that besets me. It is not a question of you trying. You will fail. But surrender. 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 Confess it. Confess it. That Lord, this is my shortcoming. Because he said he is coming for a bride that is without spot, that is without wrinkle. He is coming for a church that is without spot, that is without wrinkle. A holy church without blemish. My brother, take notice. Take notice. Just a little leaven. It leaveneth the whole lump. Just a little, a little. That was what happened in the Garden of Eden. The devil only need to take just one word. Add just one word, but. And that was what? Death. Lord, help me. Help me, because the spirit of this age, lukewarm.
It's catching me. It's making me lazy. I can't read. And I find it difficult to go to church to hear. And even I don't keep those things. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I want to make it. I want to go.
We got the power, eh? So that we commit the request from Richard. We got the power. Eh?
We are going to remember our precious brother Richard, and even as many that are looking for the fruit of the womb. We are going to pray tonight for them. And we've got the power. We've got authority to claim it. Let's sing that song as we prepare ourselves to commit this prayer request into the hands of the Lord.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Power in the name of Jesus, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power. Of the Lord, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
We heard the testimony of this brother Richard. He said, I believe God brought you for a purpose. Meeting you, it wasn't a coincidence. Because there is no coincidence with God. And this brother believes that meeting our precious brother was something God sent. And he believes that the request that he will send through the brother to the church, when the church pray, he's going to receive it. And what we know, the scripture tells us, if two shall agree, as concerning to anything that we bind here, it will be bind in heaven. And anything that we lose in here will be losing in heaven. So tonight, with the faith of that brother, with the faith of all our sisters and brothers who are looking, expecting the fruit of the womb, tonight, Lord, We are lifting this request before the throne of mercy, your throne of grace. That you said multiply, you multiply us. And blessing, you bless us. Lord, we claim this promise tonight as we commit this prayer request before you. We are praying because we have the faith. We have the authority to claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us all pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, this is a request of God from someone we don't know, but Lord, you know him. And Father, you, by your own way, you made it possible for him to meet our brother. Lord, he has sent a request, oh God, that has been placed upon your pulpit tonight, Lord. Father, according to your word, oh God, Father, you say, if we shall come to you with that broken spirit, with that broken heart and a contrite heart, you will not despise us. Lord, we pray that, oh God, this brother will go around to look for the very source from which he has received. He will look for this church and come back to give the testimony to the glory of your name. That is what we are believing tonight, Lord. Father, do something, oh God. Let a change come. The same also, Lord. We commit all our sisters and brothers that are looking for the fruit of the womb. The Lord Jesus. We come against it, Lord, because it is not in your word, oh God. It is not in your commission, Lord. We know it is the hands of the enemy. It is the hands of Satan. So, Lord, tonight, Lord, we claim our possession, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, all that we are looking, that, oh God, we will have the cause. We will have, Lord, the privilege to glorify your name and glorify your name and glorify your name. That, Lord, you have answered us. We want to raise that testimony to the glory of your name, oh God. Because, Lord, you have promised and it will never fail. You are the God that promised and it will never fail. Father, we thank you, we bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. How great is our God. Oh, how great is his name. Oh, he is the greatest one. Oh, that one was dead. Oh, he rose back the waters. Oh, of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will lead you. Put your trust in him. Put your trust in him. Lord, tonight we put our trust in you. You that rolled the Red Sea, the mighty Red Sea, to make a way for your children. Where there was no way, you made a way, Lord. Father, tonight we thank you, we bless you. That day when your children were standing behind that bank of the Red Sea, they looked left and right,
They could not find a way. The enemies were behind them. And Lord, where there was no way, you made a way. And you said you make even waters in the deserts. And Father, you promised your children that they should not look at the things of the past. They should not look at the things that have gone by. They are old things. Father, tonight we are not looking at the things that have gone by. What the cankerworms and the caterpillars have eaten. We are not looking at the past. But Lord, you said you would do a new thing. Lord, we look forward to that new thing, O God. That is all that, O God, we want to. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that a new thing, Lord, will be done in the life of your children. A new thing will be established in the life of your children. A new thing will grow forth. And that, Lord, your word that sends it will never return to you void. Father, tonight we thank you, we bless you for your word. We thank you, God, that our prayer, the requests that have been brought here, Father, it has reached you and it is before your throne of grace. And we believe that, O Lord, it has been raised as a memorial before you. And that, Lord, you will never forget. That, Lord, you will bring it back to us, fulfilled and established. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our sister and the child, Lord. We thank you, God, for the message that you've given to us tonight. We thank you for our pastor, Lord. We thank you, God, that you have reminded us once again that, Lord, we need to get ourselves ready because the time is at hand. We thank you. We bless you, Lord, even as we go home. Father, we want to surrender ourselves to you once again. Father, we ask of Jenny mercies, Lord. We pray, O God, that as we enter the weekend, as it is said, Father, the days, Lord, ahead, we commit them into your hands. Amen. Even the service that is coming forth, O Lord, we commit all into your hands. Amen. The brother that will be arriving in this church, Lord, we commit into your hands. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus, the spirit that you have raised, O God, will continue to burn, O Lord. Will continue to raise our faith, Lord. Amen. Father, we just say thank you, God. Amen. We remember as many that weren't able to come, Lord, into your hands, that, Lord, you bless them. Whatever had been the hindrance and obstacles, Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, you make a way for them. Father, what we have received, we pray that, O God, they receive the same also. By your own way, O God, tonight, Lord, even if you tarry, then let us see the beginning of another day. And even as we go to bed, Lord, speak to us, either in dreams or in visions, for us to see the things that are before us, O God. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing very well that, Lord, we are your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm pressing on the upward hill, new
heights I'm gaining every day.
Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable in a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.